Hello, everyone. Lyle Perez here. Before I get this episode started, I kind of want to give you guys a little explanation as to what has been going on. The Halloween podcast, it went on a little bit of a hiatus, but we are now back. I got a lot of shows lined up for you guys. Everything's already pre-recorded or ready to roll. So when Wednesdays hit, you guys will be getting new episodes. There has been some structural changes here at the Halloween podcast. I am going to do more scheduled shows. So I'm not sure when I'll be explaining what the new schedule is going to be like, but it will be very soon. I will have more regular guests, so it would be the same people different weeks. Another thing that has been going on is I've been working on my other podcast, which I am doing with my friend Lassa. It's called It's a 90s Christmas Podcast. It's basically the same idea as this one, but with Christmas-themed stuff instead of Halloween-themed stuff. If you're interested in checking out that podcast, you can find it on Apple Podcasts or basically wherever you get your podcasts from. It should start showing up now, but we have about 8 episodes already done, so they're up there waiting for you guys. And yeah, come over there, celebrate Christmas with me. But for now, let's get to the Halloween show. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Halloween Podcast. I am your host, Lyle Perez. Today, back by popular demand, is friend of the show, Tyler. We're putting our tinfoil hats on because we're discussing Area 51. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be back. I was ready for the cat this time, and it still surprised me. I almost fell out of my chair. So,
yeah, I don't think we ever explained what happened in the intro for our last show. For most of the guests that come on the Halloween podcast, I kind of go through a little spiel saying, hey, you're going to hear this. You're going to hear the background music, but, you know, ignore it. And I was in the middle. Oh, I finished telling Tyler, hey, you're going to hear the cat. When you hear the cat, I'm going to go ahead and go. You probably won't hear it, but it'll be a surprise. And I hit record and it screeched at the loudest point when I first hit record, and it startled me. And then Tyler started busting up laughing after I just told him, hey, don't be scared of the cat noise. And here I was being scared of it.
It got me this time. My chair is falling apart here, and I almost fell out of it and just bailed on the floor, which would have been a great start. But yeah, we're back.
We're discussing Area 51, something that I know very little about. But I want to learn more.
Oh, I am obsessed with Area 51. It's just, it's one of those things that even the stuff we can undeniably prove happened is already bonkers. And there's just layers upon layers of suspected stuff, and it just gets stranger and stranger. So where do you want to start with it? Do you want to start with?
Let's see. Let's start with, because I know that there are a lot of conspiracy theories surrounding Area 51. So let's start with the obvious question. Is there really a Area 51? And what is it? What is it really?
Yes, there is an Area 51. A weird bit of history. It became publicly known that it was called Area 51 from a Department of Energy document that they forgot to redact it on one page. But it is Area 51, also known as Nellis Air Force Base and some of the surrounding stuff, that according to CIA official statements from 2013, definitely was used for testing various cutting-edge technology aircraft, and now what it's used for is classified. So the 2013 document, I believe, they cover up until 1990. And they say, we admit it. We totally use this place for testing technology up until the 1990s. They admitted to at least one or two foreign aircraft that had been captured one way or another. were tested there so Americans could reverse engineer other technology. And then there have been, and then they've also confirmed one of the first ever unmanned aerial vehicles, so what we now call a drone, was also tested there. So that's the bit we can confirm. It really exists. It's in the Nevada desert. I think it's 83 miles from Las Vegas. And you, there used to be, up until about 1994, there was actually a ledge right nearby that anyone could just drive up onto, and they'd hang out until they got chased off by military police. But since then, the Air Force and or Department of Defense and or question mark has seized that land under eminent domain. So now, like, the closest you can get is like 2 miles away, I believe.
Man, that far?
Yeah, it's, it is a very secure location.
And it's very secure. I mean, that, that just, that puts more wood onto the fire, or coal onto the fire, or whatever the expression is, of conspiracy theorists. Why are they so, so secretive of this location?
I mean, it gets even better, because there's another set of documents that were released in 2007. And they kind of culminate in the summary of a lot of documents. That includes the CIA admitting that between 1947 and 1990, they were actually tasked with trying to find flying saucers, investigating UFO sightings, and literally their job was in part to confirm or deny aliens through UFO sightings. And right. Then they admit, like, but we didn't really fund it, and whatever. Which then if you're a CIA buff, and this is where it starts to already spiral into just madness and all sorts of things, the CIA already has all these documents, like MKUltra, which is a program that they wanted to investigate. Can we find psychic powers? What does giving people drugs do? Which at one point they were testing stuff like LSD as a truth serum, and a variety of other things that it spirals into its own set of an own body of conspiracy beliefs. But the history of the CIA is littered with some rather sketchy behavior.
Sketchy behavior, huh? Like yeah. What?
Oh, I mean, again, like there's evidence that they drugged American citizens. That when you're getting back to Nellis Air Force Base specifically, there's a lot of evidence that they have pressured a number of people to not talk about things they may have not seen there. There is at least one police officer who claims that there was a sighting, which then a lot of pressure appears to be put on it to just kind of clean that all up. And yeah, the CIA, you know, then it gets all the way up to stuff like Iran-Contra, which is just a whole level of geopolitical rigmarole, and whether or not the CIA was involved in importing drugs for the sale to U.S. citizens.
And it all happened there at Area 51?
No, a lot of this didn't. It's just, that's that area between what the CIA did and the fact that the CIA was involved is where you start to get all these conspiracy theories. If you want to get into Area 51 specifically, the CIA has admitted there have been a lot of sightings in the area. And from my research, it's even the official statement of almost every American government agency. And the only statement that disagrees with this is no comment. But they all agree that about 90% of UFO sightings are really easy to dismiss. They're like, oh, yeah, you guys said there was a UFO, and it was actually us testing this one jet. But there are about 10% that there are genuine UFOs that even the government, American government, is like, we don't know. On the CIA's own website, they have multiple memoranda that anyone can download about them, investigating UFOs, trying to find out what flying saucers are doing. And you can get these actual meeting minutes from the 1950s where they're talking about whether or not these photos that everyone's poring over at the time are actually flying saucers or not.
That is very interesting. It's so 90% of them are easily explained, but that other small 10% can be something.
Yeah.
That's really strange.
Yeah, and then And one of the big weird things, again, about Area 51 is that officially it's supposed to be an Air Force base. So under the Division of Powers, the CIA shouldn't be doing a ton there, but the CIA kind of both according to records that we can kind of find, and even and in kind of the public consciousness, has always been tied to the two. Has always been tied to it.
Right. Yeah, it seems like there's been a lot of weird stuff going on there. Because I mean, I've heard tons of stories. Even they even reference it in what's that movie, Independence Day, where the I forget the character's name, but the father of Jeff Goldblum's character.
Oh,
he's all like, yeah. You guys, you know, that crash in Roswell, and you guys took it to Area 51, so that's where you have the aliens and that stuff. And the president told him, you know, that that's all just, you know, tabloid stuff, none of it's real. Mm-hmm. And then I forget who it was, but the weasel was like, no, sir, there's actually a it's actually real.
Yeah.
And then they go and see the aliens and the spacecraft and all that.
Oh yeah, that's so good. That's a regular thing, right? Is it's like, no, it's actually real.
Yeah,
which brings me to, oh yeah, go for it.
Wouldn't the president like know that already?
One would think, again, if we're talking about intelligence operations in the United States, and I'm a Canadian, so I'm not an American, so I don't have the same vested dog in this race.
Right.
But a lot of people who have worked in the CIA or the FBI or the NSA have talked about corruption in the past and have talked about presidents or members of Congress being lied to. A lot of the time, this is back in the 1950s, 1960s, and a little bit in the 1970s, but there's always been rumors and stuff about, like, how much did non-CIA people know about what was going on in Vietnam until the war actually started, so...
Yeah, so I guess the president is always on a, if they ask, they'll tell, but if they don't ask, they won't tell.
Who knows? There's always been a tense relationship. Well, not always. There's always been the potential for a tense relationship, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that brings us to the conspiracy theories. Now, you hit the big one, which is aliens. That's always been the big go-to for Area 51. I mean, a lot of it comes from... Again, we've confirmed the CIA, the government has said, oh yeah, no, we 100% tested stealth technology there. Which then, if you are so inclined, you either ask, where did it come from? You ask, you know, why there? Or you say, hey, that's a really good cover for everything else that's possibly going on. Again, there's no smoking gun, but there is a lot of unconventional sightings and stuff that's happening in the area. The official story is that the UFO sightings were largely the original rash of them in the 1950s is likely from the U-2 plane, which was the first plane to fly above 60,000 feet. Was a spy plane that was used against various enemies of the United States during the era, especially Russia/the USSR. And that's been their justification, is it was this plane.
Okay, so it was just a standard old plane that they were trying to figure out how to get the kinks out of it.
Yeah, that's what the claim is. Well, and that is where it took off and landed from. Another cover that's been used is that Nellis may or may not be one of the bases where plane-delivered nuclear weapons are in the United States. One of the big, confusing, interesting bits that came out of Area 51 was, I think it was in the 60s and 70s, I'm just trying to double-check my time for this, but there were a bunch of employees of Area 51 who were civilian employees. They weren't privy to all the secrets and stuff like, you know, even if you have a secret government base, it still needs janitors. And they were reporting all sorts of health problems. There were claims of higher rates of cancers. There were instances of rashes, all sorts of things, which the Air Force Base, Air 51, the government claimed, oh, that wasn't anything too untowards. That was just, we were illegally dumping toxic materials in a trench.
That's all they were doing.
Which is already like, yeah, we're just dumping illegal things. in practice, it may have been the other big things people point to are nuclear radiation, or that, again, there's something else going on here.
All right. So radiation or something else. What do we mean by could be something else?
Again, the thing that everyone points to for this is that's where that specter of aliens looms up. It's always been tied to Area 51, even as you said, ever since Roswell, which, you know, whether Roswell was aliens or not, it makes the tie makes sense, because if it's a top secret Air Force base and something crashed, they're moving it there. So that part of the story we can kind of confirm makes sense regardless of the explanation, and it's just figuring out of the other specifics and whether it is aliens or whether it's something else entirely.
So how far is Roswell from Area 51?
Whew, I would have to double check that, but it's...
It doesn't seem that far, really. Because if they were supposed to move something there, it would probably be tough to move tons of equipment without many people seeing it. Maybe they did something else? I don't know.
I mean, Roswell is New Mexico, and Area 51 is Nevada. So it's across the entire state of Arizona.
So, well, luckily, Arizona is nothing but, or mostly, mountains and desert.
Yeah. Well, it was the 1940s, so it isn't like you had cell phones or satellites tracking this kind of thing. You had, you know, if someone saw it.
Right. Well, was the real explanation for Roswell was that it was a weather balloon, right?
Yes. The official one is that it was either a weather balloon or it was part of Project Mogul, which is nuclear sensing balloons to try to have an advanced warning against nuclear missiles being sent, disguised as weather balloons.
And it crashed, whatever it was. And yeah. Let's say, and we know for a fact that they did move it to Roswell, or not Roswell, they moved it to Area 51, or was that just the explanation?
Don't know for certain, it just really makes sense.
Okay. So we don't know for sure whatever crashed, but they actually moved it there. We're not certain.
Yeah.
Then what happened to whatever it is that crashed?
Then it got cleaned up and covered up, and at the time, it was just kind of like, don't worry about it, it's a weather balloon. And nowadays, they've been like, oh yeah, no, that was part of Project Mogul. That was part of our ability to test nuclear weapons.
Like, I don't know what's more embarrassing, for them to say, yeah, this was just a failed whatever it was, or yeah, this is aliens, we don't know what we're doing, so just give us a minute, we'll figure it out.
I mean, right? This entire, like I said at the top, this entire thing really quickly gets just bonkers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the first to say that, yeah, our government, we're all human, we're not machines. We get embarrassed, we have feelings, we have emotions, but it's like, why don't you just come out and say, yeah, this was an actual weather balloon, and we're like embarrassed to say, but we messed up, and it's something that shouldn't have happened. We're figuring out the kinks, but if you guys want to come see it, come check it out. It's over here. We'll let you know, as long as you're not a spy or anything.
Right?
Come see what it is, and that would probably have been the end of it. But here we are, 50, 60 years later, and you know, we're trying to talk about Area 51 and talk about all this mysterious stuff that's happening, where it could have probably not been washed away a long time ago.
I mean, that actually brings to, and we've talked before that I'm a bit of a skeptic on this show. But this actually brings us to one of the few conspiracy theories that I think might be true.
Which is,
there's a program that was run out of the area around Area 51 called Project Blue Book, and the official purpose was to investigate UFO sightings. Was to, like, you know, if you were going around the 1940s, 1950s calling the cops and saying, I've seen a UFO, there was people whose job was to come and interview you and go, what did the UFO look like? Did you get photos? When did this happen? And they would record all this information and allegedly all this information is now publicly available. There's a bunch of information that's publicly available, but whether it's all of it or not, it's hard to prove a negative. But so one of the, this is the conspiracy theory that a writer actually was talking about and got me onto it, which is that there is some evidence that Project Blue Book was actually counterintelligence training work. So functionally, the answer to your question could be because they wanted to see if they could make everyone believe it was UFOs instead of, oh, we're just testing super advanced technology.
You know, that is a really good point. What if it was something like that, where they were just trying to convince people that it was a UFO, and here we are 60 years later still thinking, hey, might have been a UFO, might have not been, but it might have just been them playing a joke on us all along.
Yeah, and it was the 50s, so there was the, you know, we were getting into Red Scare territory. Americans, especially the military establishment, was all gung-ho about being ready for the Red Menace. And the USSR's intelligence wing had a really scary reputation. And, you know, the CIA kind of rankled that they both, that the USSR's, the KGB, and a variety of other alphabet soup agencies on the USSR side could do all these experiments and could do all this research without having to worry about pesky things like human rights.
It's all mind-boggling now, thinking of all these different things that it could have been.
Yep. And then, yeah, there's been stuff continuing to examine Area 51 to this day. In researching for the show, I came across a new thing, which is called snark watching, which apparently a bunch of Air Force buffs, like people who are either former Air Force or former military, or just people who really like airplanes and fighter jets and stuff, will hang out in the area around Area 51 trying to spot things. And I came across this one guy, and again, technically a conspiracy theory, but this one guy talking about something he saw, and he's like, I'm pretty sure this is a new type of drone. And he showed his work of like, there was this company talking in 2005 about this design they were working on, and then they stopped talking about it, and then they all of a sudden, the percent of their annual income that came from classified sources went from 10% to 30%. And he's like, and this looks kind of like that drone. So my logic here is that the U.S. military bought this drone. There you go.
Yeah, it seems obvious when it's laid out like that. I mean, we're smart enough to be able to put two and two together. That's what the expression is. So, like, it could be those things. It could just be that people really want to believe that weird stuff really goes on in Area 51, when in reality, it is just us trying to figure out all these new technologies, and we need a spot to do it. Area 51 seems like the best spot. It's pretty much a desert. Not a lot of people would want to hang out there because it's freaking hot. I just came back from Las Vegas and it was about 118. So I wouldn't want to hang out outside something like that. But hey, we got stuff we got to test. We got to do it somewhere.
Yep.
Or it could just be aliens.
Again, one of the common refrains is, but where did that technology come from?
It would probably, like, my best guess, without wearing the tinfoil hat and thinking that it's aliens, I would think that it has to be a collective thing of scientists or engineers that they'll come up with an idea. And then, I mean, we all went to science school, so we know about theories. We know about different steps that you need to do to prove that theory, and or to prove that hypothesis. And that's just the nature of things. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, I guess, but it would seem more likely if we went from, let's say we have stealth fighter jets now, we have all that stuff, but if that stealth fighter jet starts to teleport, then I would probably say, hey, wait a minute, there's a huge jump between us having this stealth fighter and being able to teleport that thing. to different locations in the world. Then I would be like, yeah, where did that technology come from? But if it's gradually getting there, then it's just the nature of things, the course.
Nice. Yep. I'm with you, but it's always fun to keep scratching that itch and pull away those scabs to find out what's underneath.
Yeah, I mean, if it's aliens, why don't they just might as well just come out and say, yeah, there's aliens, we're not alone in the world, so, or in the universe, so we don't have to think anything of it, and just, you know, say, oh yeah, there's these aliens, we got them, as long as they're, as long as the parents of these aliens aren't trying to find these aliens, and we have them here, and we're going to start a interstellar war, then it's fine, just let us know. What's the worst that's going to happen to us?
Yeah, I'm with you. It's like, there's aliens. What does that mean? Like, okay.
Yeah, there's aliens. I'm still going to get up tomorrow and go to work. It's not like I'm going to stop because there's aliens. But yeah, what do you think about the whole Area 51 secrecy? What does Tyler, think?
I mean, I'm the first to admit, I'm not saying I believe there are aliens at Area 51. I am saying, based upon my understanding of Drake's equation, I believe there is alien life out there. And on the other side, I just, that Project Blue Book explanation, it's just, it's too good. It's too much of like, yeah, why wouldn't they just feed you decades of misinformation?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But then that'd be a whole other conspiracy theory.
No, look, I'm the first to admit, that's one of the few ones that gets me. Because I'm like, yeah, they might have started it as training, and now they're like, well, this is just a really good distraction.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, let's see. Project Blue Book ended up collecting somewhere around, 12,000 UFO reports?
Something ridiculous, yeah.
And that just seems strange. Like, at one point, I think people would just start, they would all start, like, not making it up, but kind of just getting on the bandwagon of saying, yeah, at one point I saw something. But
Well, hysteria is definitely a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen stuff in the sky that I couldn't explain. Just I would say within this past 6 months, I was driving home, and I live in the middle of nowhere. There's like absolutely nothing there. Small town. I live in the mountains. The closest neighbor to me is about 5 acres away. That's how, you know, my setup is. And I was driving home. And I look up into the sky and I see something that, no joke, looked like two lights were pulling another bigger light in the center. Kind of like, imagine Santa in his sleigh. He's got the reindeers and he's being pulled. And I was watching that thing for a while. But the weird thing was, I couldn't see any outline of anything. This thing was like completely as dark as night. Like when you look into the sky and you see an airplane, you can see the silhouette of the airplane with the lights as it's going through the sky. But this thing was completely void. It was just those two lights with a big light behind it, kind of like a triangle in a way. And it looked like those two lights were pulling whatever it was behind it. And I looked at that going, that was strange. But then I just continued on to my day. I got home, I had dinner, talked to my kids, put them to bed. And I think this is probably the first time I've actually said that out loud. So if there is alien life out there, I'm pretty sure us as a species would be smart enough to just be like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Let's move on to paying my bills or paying taxes, whatever else we got to do in life.
Are they solving my problems today? No. Next thing, then.
But now I do wonder what that was, because it had to have been something. I mean, it's not like it was nothing in the sky. Whether it was something being tested, but why would they test it over my podunk town? I don't know.
That's the best place to test it. Again, Canada does have an actual military, and I grew up near a test base. And one of the things that always used to frustrate us, and they would just admit it. They were like, yeah, they're testing. They were doing tests in conjunction with the American military. This would have been back in the early aughts. So like pre-Obama. And we'd have a helicopter go over top of our farm, and all of like cell phone signal would die. Your phone wouldn't go out. You couldn't get television signal. And sure enough, they admitted, like, that's technology they were testing, and that's been used since then.
Yeah, it's so weird.
And my dog starts barking.
Oh, that's okay. It's probably hearing the UFOs. Probably the government going after us now that we're recording the show.
Yep, he's on to us. He's trying to give me the moment to get out of the house.
All right. Well, we're getting way off topic. We're supposed to be talking about Area 51. So what else can you tell me about Area 51?
It's still in operation, is kind of the biggest, and I mean, to me, is the biggest argument for why there's no aliens, was because, or why there's no aliens there, I should say, because if there's aliens there, and everyone thinks there's aliens there, they're not going to keep operating it just with aliens.
Okay, let's go back to Independence Day. In the movie, they're preserving the stuff. Wouldn't it still be an active military base if they were preserving, like, the spacecraft or the aliens? Like, that would make me feel like, yeah, of course this thing is still operational, because what are they going to do with these things? They're going to, what, bury it into the soil so it gets into our atmosphere and all that stuff? No, they have to contain it somehow.
Yep. Well, I'm just saying, why wouldn't they move it?
Where are they going to move it to?
That's true.
Antarctica will probably be Alaska, maybe. I don't know. But what else is going on at Area 51? Because I know there's also a lot of other conspiracy theories
so many.
Like, I think I heard something along the lines that that's where Bigfoot is.
I've heard that one.
They have Bigfoot there.
One of my favorites is that there is an intercontinental railway line that's one of the stops. Why, I don't know. Huh, why, if the technology wouldn't just give it to everyone, I don't know.
Yeah, that seems like a weird one.
Another one I've heard is that it's actually where the Illuminati meets to run the world. It's actually where all the UFOs are planes going in and out, and that's where they run the world from. And then just a lot of them around. That is where the aliens land, and they give us stuff. That's where we are doing research with the aliens. That's where we've disassembled a piece of alien technology that has been how we figured out everything since the 1950s, like how we got when. It's used to explain exponential growth of computer chips and stuff, because apparently humans can't learn that fast. It has to be stolen from aliens.
Yeah, I mean, it is really mind-boggling how far we've gone in the past, let's say, 100 years.
Oh, yeah.
100 years ago, we didn't have nearly as much stuff as we did now. If you were to go back in time and talk to somebody in 1918 and told them the stuff that they were gonna have that we were gonna have in 2018, they would probably think you're an alien.
Oh yeah, definitely. One of the things I read an interesting paper recently that said that it would be, if you had a time machine, it would be easy to grab someone from any time prior to 1890 and bring them to 1890 than it would be to take someone from 1890 and bring them to 1950.
Right.
Like, they're talking about, like, yeah, you could grab someone from the Roman Empire, and it's easier to bring them to, like, Victorian England than to bring someone from New York at turn of the century to now.
Yeah, it would be weird. It would be like Captain America. He adapted pretty well.
Teddy Roosevelt, how cell phones work.
Yeah, different time. I guess we were all in the time period we need to be. So yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like there's really much to Area 51 other than it's a place where the government can test its new technology. Where they got that new technology could easily have been the natural progression of technology. We have...
Yep, sometimes stolen from other humans.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's... I would see it more as making them share.
All right, involuntary sharing.
Yes. They can share that stuff. It could also be maybe aliens that were happy enough to say, hey, we went through all of your space junk in space to get to you, and now we're going to give you this. So check it out, see how you like it. If you want more, give us a call. And then off they go.
Exactly.
Has there been any, like, space flight from there? Do we know of anything like that?
There has been... I have found, in my research, no confirmed space takeoffs of any kind. Okay. Stuff has gotten to high atmosphere, because you've had U-2 airplanes, you've had various stealth and spy drones take off and land there. But that's not quite into space. It's like the upper edges of atmosphere.
So can this thing be seen from space? Can the people in the space, the space station up there, can they see it? Or is it not that big? Or how big is it?
It's sizable. I don't know the exact locations, but I know that one of the first times the ISS, like one of the first times the ISS was like fully staffed and was doing its rotations, a bunch of photographs were taken of Area 51, and the American astronauts and other non-American astronauts, and the American government freaked out because they're like, wait, does this count as espionage? Is this a crime? But they really quickly classified all that information. So it's still possible to find, like, some Google satellite images. But you try to zoom in, and it gets blocked out pretty fast.
Oh, does it really?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. This whole conspiracy and all of this secrecy gives me a headache, really.
That's fair.
Because I'm just like, what's really the big deal? I mean... like, I guess it all just boils down to we want to have the biggest guns on Earth. So we don't want to share. We want to be number one. If somebody has new technology, we want it. We got to have a place to test it, a place to reverse engineer whatever it is we're looking at. I guess Area 51 is the best place to do it at.
That seems to be the plan.
So, is there anything else you can tell me about Area 51?
Oh, that's all the big stuff. There's a bunch of weird small anecdotes here and there from it, like any other location that just exists. They get kind of, it's going to slowly start collecting stories, but we've hit the big things.
Well, give me one of the little ones. Let's see what we can do with that.
One of the little ones. So, there is a regular problem in the area. I mean, I'm going to do a quick funny one of, it is one of the most likely spots in the United States of hitting a cow, because there's a bunch of cows that aren't fenced in the area, and a lot of people are always watching the sky, so a lot of cows get hit. one of the stories I read during the research for this was about that police officer who was from the area. And he reported a sighting that ultimately ended with his vehicle in the ditch and him flabbergasted and confused. And he described it as he could feel like a vibration and he could like feel a sound, almost like when you're sitting next to one of those big bass speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel it more than hear it. And he claims that his vehicle was basically thrown off the road by it, and that he saw something zipping through the sky.
So, new technology or aliens?
Yep. Very easily could have been a really powerful jet flying really low, or it could have been something else.
Yeah, I mean, because like my story, I mean, sometimes these things, whatever it was, I couldn't see it. Like, no outline whatsoever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, could have been something like that. Could have been nothing. Could have been the guy's just crazy.
All these are possible.
Well, give me one more little one. We'll end with that.
One more little one. We talked about MiGs. Because, there was... when some Iraqis and Iranians came over, they brought MiGs from the Soviets. Let me see if I can find a quick one. Oh, here's a great one. This is a very recent one. So this was September last year. An Air Force Lieutenant Colonel crashed in a jet, crashed in Nevada, and the Pentagon did not say what kind of plane he was flying. And no one has yet been able to confirm it. The man in question, unfortunately, sadly died, but this is kind of led to part of the resurgence, is what is this? The current theories are that it was an F-117A stealth fighter, which was retired in 2008, officially. The second one is that it was yet another aircraft that the American government got from someone else, likely Chinese or Russian. And then the third one is that this is, again, testing a brand new jet that does not officially exist yet, and they don't want it to exist because then they can't use it for spy purposes.
So this pilot died in the crash, or died mysteriously by suicide?
Died mysteriously in the crash.
Okay.
The crash itself was weird. I mean, some people have latched on to the fact that the lieutenant colonel was previously denied entry to being a pilot due to poor eyesight, and then was later let in. So some people have latched onto that, but it really seems like the answer to that is he got laser eye surgery. But yeah, this has kind of led to a reinvigoration of the issue in some areas, because he was a brilliant engineer. He, despite his originally being rejected, he got surgery, and at the time of the crash had more than 2,000 flight hours. So, like, he wasn't a bad pilot. So it is a little bit strange. And again, that might lead to it being a test flight of something can go wrong.
Yeah, and obviously we don't know what it was. We don't have... How do we know that this crash happened? Was it just something that the government said, yeah, we had a crash and that's it? You can't see any of the pieces. No, you can't. We can't tell you what kind of aircraft it was. We can't
tell
you anything.
That appears approximately what I'm seeing. They confirmed it was not an F-35.
Did they confirm that it was an Iron Man suit?
No, they didn't do that. All they did was confirm it was an F-35. Mm-hmm.
But there's millions of planes, so just confirming that it wasn't this one, I mean, that doesn't tell us anything. So yeah, Area 51, strange place. Do you ever think that we'll 100% know all the happenings that go on there?
Possibly in the far future, at such a time that no one cares anymore. I'm with you, I don't understand why people can't just get along more, but I've also seen a lot of people, and we like to be secretive. Even about things that have no reason to be secret. I mean, we've all seen kids who are like, I have a secret and I can't tell you. And you're like, okay, I don't care. They're like, but I have a secret and you should care. And you're like, I don't, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who knows? Maybe one day we'll know everything that happened in Area 51. Very unlikely. But until then, we have outlets like this podcast where we can talk and speculate.
Exactly.
So, Tyler, thank you so much for coming on, man. Where can people find you?
So, yeah, there's two places to find me. If you want to find all my writing and stuff, you're going to go to www.omichinsky.com. That's omichinsky.com. That's my personal portfolio. That's for all my writing and stuff. And since the last time we talked... I actually have founded a creative studio with some friends and colleagues of mine, and the purpose of which is we have banded together and pooled resources to create games, write stories, make comics, all sorts of stuff, and that is brokenthings.ca.
Cool. Well, we look forward to checking that out. So for all the listeners, thank you guys so much for listening. If you have any questions, comments, or anything like that, you can go ahead and send me an email at thehalloweenpodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the show in any way, you can go ahead and go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. Those always help. You can find me on Twitter at thehalloweenpod. And yeah, that's pretty much where you can find us. Oh, wait, Facebook, facebook.com/thehalloweenpod. Thank you guys so much for listening. And I will see you next time. Tyler, thanks again, man.
Thank you.
Have a good night.